Is Tim Daly, you all know him and love him from the show Wings. He is part of a show that's going to be on TNT. It's a great movie, and it starts October 19th. It'll be playing rest of October, pretty much, on TNT. It's called Wilder Days, and I got to tell you, I really enjoyed the movie.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, Mark.
It must have been an emotional experience, because it's kind of an emotional part for you to play.
Well, it's interesting, because, you know, I lost my father when I was pretty young, and so you know, anything that has to do with the relationship between fathers and sons is always something that you know, seems to be a particular interest to me, and you know, having the opportunity to work with Peter Falk was certainly you know, a big incentive for me to sign up for this project. So I really had a great time.
Yeah, actually, I had a few tears in my eyes. My dad passed away when I was younger as well, and anytime I see those kind of movies, they get me, you know. But
yeah.
Well, it's great. It's a really nice tale of learning for a parent to kind of grow up in front of their child, and it's also interesting. Peter Falk did a great job, and I must say, it must have been just a thrill to work with the guy.
Well, I've you know, been a fan of his since forever, not just from Columbo, but from things like you know, A Woman Under the Influence, and you know, The In-Laws, and so I was just really excited to have a chance to work with him, and he is, you know, a kick in the pants. The guy has been everywhere and done everything, so just hanging out with him on set was really great.
Hmm. Now, how long did it take to film the movie?
It was about 5 weeks, and you know, the only we filmed it in Vancouver, Canada, which was I was a little sad about, because a lot of the movie takes place in Vermont, where I live, and you know, I was sorry that we couldn't do it there.
Yeah, you live in New England, huh?
I do. I live in Vermont.
Yeah. So, are you in California now doing a tour?
I am. I'm actually I shot a movie in Vermont myself this summer. I directed and acted in a movie. And I'm out here editing away wildly.
Really? So what, tell us a little bit about the movie that you're talking about.
It's a very low-budget, independent movie with some wonderful actors, Marsha Mason, Edward Herman, Tim Blake Nelson, Vanessa Shaw, Michael C. Hall of 6 Feet Under. And it's a story of a woman who we meet a year after she's lost her husband, and she's still sort of trying to deal with her life after losing her husband. So, frankly, that makes it sound like a lot, you know, sadder than it is. But it was really a great experience, and it was great to shoot it in the U.S.
Now, Against the Ropes, that's coming out in February, right?
That's what they tell me. But I've heard that a couple of times. I'm still waiting.
Because it sounds like an interesting concept, the whole thing.
It is. I think it's a terrific movie, and it's a great cast. I got to work with Tony Shalhoub, my old pal from Wings, who's in it, who's now doing Monk, of course,
mm-hmm.
and Meg, and work with another guy whose work I've loved forever and ever, Rock Dutton, Charles Dutton, who
right.
Directed it. So,
right.
I look forward to seeing it. I still haven't seen that.
I actually had the woman on who that was based on.
Oh, Jackie Callen.
Yeah, she was on the show here. We talked about that.
Yeah, she's quite an interesting character, isn't she?
Very much so. And Meg has her hands full trying to be her in the movie.
You know it.
Yeah. So that'll be coming out. So what is it that's keeping that away from being released?
You know what? I have no idea.
Kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's anything, you know, mysterious. I think it's just whoever the, you know, the business people are at Paramount, you know, decide when they want to do these things, so...
Yeah.
But,
tell me a little bit about... Are you from New England originally, or...?
I'm originally from New York. I was born in Manhattan, and I grew up outside of the city on the border of New Jersey. But I spent a lot of time in my youth in New England, particularly in Vermont. I went to high school there and college there. So I'm sort of back home now.
That's kind of interesting.
I moved back to Vermont.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, how did you end up getting into showbiz? I know, you know, Dinah was your breakthrough role, and the movie that was a huge hit. How did you end up getting into motion pictures?
Well, you know, it was sort of an accident, I think, in one respect, and probably sort of a genetic flaw in another. I mean, my dad was an actor. His name was James Daly. He was very well known for a television series in the 70s called Medical Center.
Right.
And my sister is Tyne, who's, of course, just won her 6th Emmy Award for Judging Amy. So, you know, I think of it as a congenital disease, maybe, in that sense. On the other hand, you know, I really wasn't sure if I would do it, and I never thought that I would be in films. I always thought that I would work primarily in the theater. And Diner was just sort of a happy accident, and, you know, my career has been sort of back and forth between the theater and television and films ever since.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting that sometimes it's in your blood and you don't even want to kind of know it, but it's there.
Yeah, well, I certainly wasn't, you know, I wasn't encouraged by my parents or my sister to become an actor. On the other hand, I wasn't discouraged. I was just sort of warned that if I did it, I better take it seriously and I better be good. You know, because it was the family business, you know, much like, I don't know, being a shoemaker or you know, a vintner or something like that. There's a lot of family pride about, you know, what we did. Everybody took it seriously and thought it was sort of an honorable thing to attempt. So they just expected me to work hard and to, you know, not and to take it seriously.
I remember when Wings was first on the air, and it was kind of a, you know, a nice show. It didn't seem like it was flashy, and wasn't sure how long it was going to last. But playing Hackett, Joe Hackett, ended up being a long-running assignment.
I know, isn't that weird? It was very funny because I guess it was about the 5th year that I finally realized that the show was sort of a success.
It was a quiet success, though.
It was a very quiet success,
yeah.
And you know, honestly, that started to bother me because I thought that I hoped that someone, particularly NBC, would make a little noise about it at some point and say, well, you know what, this darn thing has been on the air for a long time. This is really, you know, people should pay attention to it. But you know what, in a lot of ways, it was better that it was quiet because it's allowed me to do a lot of other very interesting things. So,
right.
You know, and it hasn't typecast me in that role forever. So,
well, the expectations were low, and it outperformed every expectation that they gave it. So,
yeah,
that's always a good. Now, you mentioned Tony, and we've had Tony on the show. He's a great guy. Who else from the cast are you still in touch with, if anybody?
I talked to Steven Weber the other day, and of course, I have called Amy Yazbeck a couple of times because, as you know, she was married to John Ritter.
Right.
On the show and a friend, and you know, my thoughts have been with her, but you know, it's funny because, as cliche as it sounds, when you do a show like that, I mean, we're very lucky that we all got along very well, and it becomes like a little family. And in that way, you know, I feel that the people who I met and worked with there, if I don't see them for 5 years and then see them, it's like a week went by.
Right.
We pick up right where we left off, so.
Yeah, we had Crystal on. She was promoting a CD a while back.
Yeah, I miss Crystal. I haven't seen her in a long time, but I hope she's well.
Yeah, you
haven't. She's on your show. Give her my love.
Yeah, I will. But we should, again, mention that Wilder Days will be debuting shortly on TNT. It'll be October 19th at 8 p.m., and then it's going to be playing pretty much every day, so they just check their local listings. But it's a wonderful film. It was written by Jeff Stockwell, and it's some touching stuff in it. It's really nicely done, and I really enjoyed watching you act in it, and Peter, and who's the kid that's in the film?
That kid is great.
He really is.
Unfortunately,
is that Josh Hutcherson?
What, yes, it's Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah.
And he's just terrific, a really great actor and a really great kid. So
yeah.
I think we'll be seeing a lot of him.
I agree with you. And actually, he was actually going to be in the remake of The Courtship of Eddie's Father that was going to be on WB Network this fall, but I believe that they're holding it off. But
yeah, I heard something about that, but I think that, you know, we're going to see a lot of that kid.
Well, I hope we do, and I hope that they release your movie soon. I really would like to see that movie.
Oh, they will. It'll be in February. I'm not sure of the date, but I'm sure that they'll make a big deal out of it when it comes out.
And the movie you just filmed, do you have a name for it?
Yes, it's called Bereft.
Bereft.
Bereft. Yes.
And do you have any idea when that'll be available?
I do not know. We wrapped it about 10 days ago, so I'm still, you know, trying to deal with sleep deprivation and all those other things.
Oh, yeah. I understand that. Well, good luck with the movie and the one that you just filmed, and also hope Wilder Days does well for you, and continue the good work.
Thank you very much.
Say hi to Tyne for me.
I will.
All right, take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.